6:44. This is 1320 WILS. A new study looking at exercising in hot climate. Not only is it unpleasant, but researchers finding that when it comes to your mitochondria, the components of your cells that help produce energy, it really is, it doesn't help you. You want to be in colder weather to exercise. Warren Honeycutt is with us. Really an exercise guru, I'll call him that, author of How the Health Are You? Seven Keys to Success. Warren, great to have you on WILS.
Always good to be with you, Mike. How are you doing?
Good, good. And they said anything hotter than like 91 degrees Fahrenheit, that's what they consider hot weather. And what do you make of a study that tells us it's not as beneficial to exercise in hot weather?
Well, there's some merit to it, Mike. Certainly, as far as dehydration, that's a huge risk with hot weather and you know, perspiration.
Mm-hmm.
I will say reading the research that we talked about earlier today, that it's in the preliminary stages, and so they're not actually saying that your body won't acclimate to it. And I personally, I must say, Mike, and you've seen my picture, you can see what kind of shape I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I try to train where it's cooler. Now, that's just my preference, but it works better for me.
Okay.
Some people like the warmer weather. I don't, because of the dehydration and, you know, the comfort and everything else. And through the years, I must say, I have trained in places that weren't air-conditioned, and I have not had any difference in muscle development, which is what this article was primarily speaking about.
Mm-hmm.
And also, years and years ago, and you remember probably the franchises of Gold's Gyms. Well, the Gold's Gym I trained in Venice Beach years ago, it had no air conditioning. Now, obviously, you know, in Venice Beach, the temperature generally doesn't do what it does in Phoenix.
Right.
But, you know, it can get hot. And those guys trained, and, you know, they were some of the best bodybuilders to ever, you know, step on the stage. Arnold
right.
Schwarzenegger, you know, Luke Ringo, those guys.
Yeah.
And it was very hot. That said, they're going to move forward, I understand, all the way through the end of this year and publish these studies next year to determine whether or not there's anything to the merit of the hot weather. You know, this mitochondria they were talking about, that was after one workout, and they even said, you know, over a period of time, you certainly may be able to acclimate your body to warmer temperatures.
Yeah, it's probably better than not working out at all. You said you were at the Gold's Gym in Venice. What were you there during when Arnold was there working out too? Or?
Well, Arnold and Robbie Robinson and Frank Zane and those guys, I did it in the 70s, so I wasn't buddies with them, but yeah, it was the same time frame.
No kidding. Venice in the 70s. That sounds like were you having a lot of fun back then, or what was life like for you?
Well, I was in my early 20s, and life is fun.
And now what did you do for a living when you were doing all this?
Well, I was working with actually a company that was in the grocery business, and I was a sales manager with them.
Okay.
And so I, you know, had a territory. I was out and about, and, you know, it was something that I could do and still train the way I wanted to, and I was loving it. And it was, but yeah, Santa Monica, Venice Beach, they're still there, by the way.
Yeah, because they have those gyms that are outside right on the beach, too, right, where people can kind of watch you.
Muscle Beach is right outside the back door of Gold's Gym. That's what it is. Absolutely.
Yeah. I wonder if part of the fun of being in good shape, Warren, is being able to show it off. Is that a big part of it?
Well, it certainly, you know, is not anything that hurts your ego when people want to come up and have their picture made with you. I mean, that's fun.
Yeah.
And,
go ahead. What's that?
I was just going to say, even up in including today, I stepped out of the studio today, and you know, a couple of guys stopped me. So yeah, that's fun. It makes it brings a smile.
Yeah.
That's certainly part of it.
Warren Honeycutt, if you haven't seen him, you can go to gethoneycutt.com. Gethoneycutt.com. You'll see what your physique could be like if you if you spent 50 years exercising, right, Warren?
I've been at it close to 50 years, Mike, 64 years old. And by the way, if they go to that website now and from our last show that this has happened, How the Health Are You is there as a free download if anybody wants it. So, you know, and it's selling every day, $19.95 in paperback at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million and Amazon.
Yeah.
So,
did you work out today, Warren? Did you get in the gym? Or?
I'm going to do that this evening, Mike. I'm actually on the way back to the studio for some flash drive stuff and recording. But, yeah, once that's done, I will be training today.
In the evening. That's your, not morning, evening. That's your workout time?
Well, I try to do it early evening. This evening is going to be later. And I have found that through the years, if I just my personal makeup, if I exercise within 2 hours of going to bed, it can kind of disrupt sleep. And a lot of people are of that, you know, metabolism as well. A lot of people do that.
Yeah. So you don't see, to me, a lot of people dread the thought, I got to go work out. I'm guessing for you it's not quite like that, huh?
No, it's just something that I realize, Mike, the benefits and how great I feel. Yeah. And to me, it's worth a 30-minute discomfort, you know, in the evening when I might, my body rather be, you know, like everybody else sitting in front of the TV and, you know, having some iced tea.
Yeah, I need to get on that train. Warren Honeycutt, the book is How the Health Are You? 7 Keys to Success. And find him at Get Honeycutt. That's with 2 T's, gethoneycutt.com. Warren, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Always, Mike. Look forward to next time. Have a great evening.
You too.